This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Today, I'm speaking with Harry Geller. Harry, who are you and what do you do?
I'm an entrepreneur in residence at the University of Maryland. And the job has evolved not only to mentor students in their entrepreneurial ventures, but also I've transformed over to the other side and now am an entrepreneur in residence for professors, helping them look at their technologies and see if there's ways to commercialize them. So I've been doing this since 2009. And before that, I have been an entrepreneur most of my life. I had a fairly large logistics company I started in the late 1980s and sold in 2000. To the Deutsche Post, which is the German post office, and worked for them for 4 years, acquiring other companies, and left in 2004. Then I got involved in the restaurant business and in the southern Delaware seashore areas. And we had five fine dining seafood restaurants there. And we're in 2010, the Inc. 500 fastest growing restaurant group in the country. And I exited that business in 2015 and, you know, also am involved in many other entrepreneurial ventures, small ventures, real estate type things, consumer products, sporting goods. So I like to keep my hands in a lot of little pies.
Harry, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
So my initial involvement at the University of Maryland Dingman Center for Entrepreneurship started mentoring students and doing what we call pitch sessions. So literally students would just show up, sign in and wait. And, you know, depending on the student load, they would get 15 to 30 minutes with an entrepreneur, myself, or, you know, someone similarly qualified, such as yourself. The students would pitch ideas and normally we would have a graduate assistant. They're taking notes and then they would send students the follow-ups and say, you know, here are some of the things came out of the meeting. If you get these things done, you know, then come back and we'll walk through the next steps. So that became a pretty successful program at University of Maryland. We had thousands of students, you know, over the years involved in those. And, you know, a lot of times the students would figure out how to start a business and could actually launch one. So it was very rewarding from that end.
Harry, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
So the challenges always are you're dealing, particularly if you're an EIR that deals with students, you know, they're very engaged and bright and have good ideas, but they're also there to have a full class load. And so they don't always have the time, you know, to work the business like you or I would do, you know, as entrepreneurs. So just sort of the big challenge is respecting the students' time and understanding that, you know, they are there to be students as well. You know, from a student side, the biggest challenge is always, you know, really, you know, does the idea work? Is there product market fit? And, you know, how is it going to be funded?
What advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
Well, I would say, you know, particularly from my perspective, you're there to help the students and you're not there to be mean, but you're also not there to be a cheerleader. So what's worked well for me was to, you know, be respectful and direct to students. But if the idea isn't good, you need to tell them that and say, here's from my experience why I don't believe this will work. And here's some ideas you might want to consider.
And where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
Well, you know, there's certainly plenty of different websites to look at that. And, you know, the University of Maryland has a whole entrepreneurship website that explains a lot about what we do, the various entrepreneurs in residence, the programs that are offered. And so, you know, it's pretty easy to find.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.